We made a motion to waive the meeting of the property at 461 Lower Bay Road until December 9th. And the same motion to waive the deeding of the property at 460 Hampton Road until December 9th. Otherwise, no other decisions were made. Okay, moving on. Old business.
Do we have it?
Tom,
she needs you to sign this for the polling places, right, Julie?
Yep.
It just says where we're going to be having our elections and from in what time.
Need to see that.
Thank you.
We need to sign the to the inhabitants of the town of Samberton in the county of Belknap, New Hampshire. We are hereby notified to meet at Samberton Central School, 16 Hunkins Pond Road, Samberton, New Hampshire, 03269, on Tuesday, the third day of November 2020. The polls will be open between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to act on the following subjects. To bring to your vote for President and Vice President of the United States, Governor, United States Senator, United States Representative, Executive Counselor, State Senator, State Representatives, and County Officials. Given on this hands of the seal on the 14th day of October, in the year of our Lord, in 2020.
Do I keep this fish?
I don't know what you do.
you created it.
Okay. I will file it. Just so you know, so on October 29th, we sent in a request that we would be pre-processing ballots at the Old Town Hall, 9 a.m. on October 29th. And on October... on October 22nd, on Thursday, we will be holding training for election officials at 1 o'clock and at 6 o'clock at night. Currently, I have about 35 people on the list, all doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news. So they're all, hopefully, we'll have a really good schedule set up. I also put this out. I told you the last time I was here I was going to do some closing the office of some hours. And so I put this out on my on the front page of my page that we're going to be closed October 22nd because of the training. I have to be up there, and then there's some other dates I'm going to be closing.
What time's the training?
1 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock. I figured we'd put it out to the end of the year so everybody would know. The November registrations were mailed. That was put on the back of it.
Nice.
So people know that to mail in their registration. November's a tough month this year. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, I think that's perfectly reasonable. Expect them. Surprise, there are more.
Can you just send that to me so I can also do them?
And then if you can also send me what the trainings are so I can make sure that the RSO group knows when they are.
Do you need this or can I give
them? She can have that. I'll send it to you, though. So it's going to be Thursday, and that Friday will be pre-processing. I'm going to have to deputize a few people so they can open them too. We plan on having three people will divide the checklist, three will open one at a time so we don't talk over each other. We'll set it up so people can come and watch. It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. It's very, and we'll be social distancing.
Essentially, you're just opening the two envelopes, outer envelope, sorry.
Just the outer envelope, and what that allows, if somebody didn't sign their affidavit, it gives me the chance to call them and say, we have a problem with your ballot. Would you like to come fix it?
Good.
Otherwise, it's going to be rejected. And, Tim can make those decisions.
Right.
He's the moderator, but Tim, because he is on the ballot, cannot touch a ballot. So he will be there, but he can't be actually opening them and doing
just
stuff.
Yeah, advisory.
He's on the...
Yes, he is. And Sheila Dodge is going to be there to supervise the checklist, and we will be marking the official checklist that day with a highlighter.
Okay.
So what will happen is we open the outer envelope. I say the name to you, Jim, if you were doing the book, and you would just highlight their last name.
Yep.
So then it's all right. Then that day when you have to do it again, it's double fold, but... when the person in the checklist will it's highlighted. It will make it quicker, and we'll know it's the right person. They'll just put a check and an AV beside it, and it will go through the machine.
I got to say, with all the, I know there's concerns, across the country about the absentee process, but having been part of this now many times, I have absolutely no doubt, in how our votes are handled. So. I think that'll work out well. Yeah, it's what you said. What 600 absentee ballots now?
We're not quite there yet. It's not as much. I think we're at 540 something. But we did 9 today, 11 today. It was 10 yesterday. And then it's 25. It's just constant.
It's going to be 600 by the time we get there.
It's going to be 600 at least. And the other thing is, the only difference is this year, I've got just counters coming in to count the ballots. So the people who have worked all day are going to get a break.
Who are tired. That's
and
a good idea.
The only other thing is, have you talked about the grant yet?
I was going to say, we might as well do that while you're here.
Received a $5,000 grant, and it's very specific. We can use it for absentee ballots and for extra staffing at the for the polls and for the election. So I'm going to people are going to get paid to do the opening of the ballots. They're going to get paid. So there's a lot more money, and I'm going to use as much as I can to lighten the load on these people who do all these hours. So, and we're going to pay them by the hour.
Okay. Do we need to accept that money as unanticipated funds?
Yeah.
$5,000, you say?
Well, we get up to $5,000. I'm not sure if we're going to spend it all.
Oh, wait. So is it one of those you...
So we're not getting it automatically.
No.
We have to wait until we... know how much.
No. We will be getting $5,000, the entire $5,000, unless we tell them otherwise. We will have to account for the way that the money has been spent.
An itemized list. Yeah. And we'll have an itemized list of everything we did. And I was able to buy large cork boards to put the signage up and a lot of stuff. It's going to make the election easier and extra crowd control things because we're going to have to divide that school up. So I think it's a good move to the school.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot to set up Monday afternoon for the election, and then we will have to clean up Wednesday morning. So that's one reason, the Wednesday after, Gloria will be coming in at 1 to open the office here.
Yeah.
But I probably won't be here because we'll be doing cleanup. I think that's it.
so
that the people that we're paying are not going to be considered.
They, oh yeah, well, yeah. So the people, yeah, they're going to be paid a volunteer stipend.
Sure.
They're gonna sign a sheet. They're gonna write their hours, and we're just like I was paying basketball reps.
Yeah.
You pay them a set amount, and that's it. So hopefully, by having counters at night, other people won't be.
That's the worst part of the night.
Huh?
That's the worst part of the night.
Well, we got people coming in, so
yeah,
they'll be fresh. And there's going to be a separate training for them. They are getting a separate training, so they'll know how
to. Do you need people for pre-processing? Do you need to know who's coming in?
I have, right now, I have Donna and myself. I have Sheila, and I don't know who else she said. But if we, and I... And I'll probably have Denise, so I might need one person. Do you want to do that?
I can come help with it if you
want. If you have time, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
You don't say no to Vaughn.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything going on that day.
Remember what Navy stands for. Never again volunteer yourself.
Oh, I guess you didn't.
I didn't learn, but that's fine.
Yeah, I can put you on the list.
Yeah, I'll come.
Okay. You don't want to come?
I don't have.
That's your
at least right now, I think I can make it. I don't have anything on showing up on the
board. And it's good. It'll be a good time for some of our. I have some ballot clerks. It'll just give them a chance to see what it's like. And if they want to come.
Are you providing donuts and coffee?
No. And I haven't decided what we're doing for food for the election.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just leave people, and I'm telling people they have to be there at 6:30 because they can't be walking at 7.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, no, there's gonna be a line around the corner at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to be open. We have to be in there.
We have to be in there and set up and ready.
Yeah.
And we should have plenty of coffee.
The sandwiches from the market were.
There's a lot more people though.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right.
More pizza. Pizza goes good.
Okay, I'll get something.
So we should go ahead and take care of the grant now. So I'll make a motion that we accept a grant from the Center for Tech and Civic Life in the amount of $5,000 for planning and operationalizing safe and secure elections in the San Bertin for 2020 under RSA 31:95-B.
I'll second the motion. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. Take a roll call vote. Jim Dick?
Yes.
John Olmsted says yes. Tom Salatello?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
So you get
some. I've got to get some. Just more stuff to get, right? All right.
You made more work for yourself. Good job.
Well, he called me and asked me, and he says, if you apply, nobody was applying. We got it, and then I got an email 2 days later from the Clerks Association. Oh, there's a grant. Do you guys know about it? I was like, oh, we already got that. I don't know who actually sponsored that. Good, though. All right.
Thanks, Jill.
I'm going home.
Good night.
I don't know where we are now. I'm going to run all over the place.
Deeds, waivers, general assistance, warrant from Belknap.
Old business? None?
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any old business.
Okay, town administrator's report.
Okay.
Brief town administrator's report.
Oh, okay. I don't get to chit chat for a long time, but I don't get to say anything. I gotcha.
You can talk as long as you want. Doesn't mean we're going to be here to listen. We love you, Trish. Otherwise, we wouldn't pick on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have my mouse here.
Yeah, I hate those mouse pad thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the Belknap County sent their
warrant to us to collect the, you know, their portion of it. We haven't, the pool is not finished with their part of the tax rate setting process, because it all gets tied in together.
Yeah.
So I think that they were fixing on being done last week, but I think they're still wrapping up. So that's what you see there, is just our, the town of Sanberton's contribution to the county. And then we talked about the Center for Tech and Civic Life grant that Julie made me aware of and I applied for, and she's now the happy recipient of that. I think it's helpful for her because, you know, she doesn't worry about
it's like, a perfect
what she needs and, you know.
Extra people and
exactly.
Nobody knew when they were planning for budgets last year, even with the presidential coming up, that we were going to have all these additional requirements for COVID.
So, and then in your packet also, I included some correspondence from that you're here.
I shared it with Ray.
No, I know, right? So what I, because I did speak. So in the packet, it says that there is going to be no increases for the dental, which is good. And the medical rates have a not to exceed 9% increase. And I talked to him about that because as a person who's new to small group, ratings or whatever, and somebody who's not slightly skeptical of risk pools. I said, but your letter says not to exceed 6.2%, and now you're telling me it's 9%, and he says that these rates are set for the January renewal group. They're going to get reevaluated again in the spring to see kind of like where we're at, because we don't have any exposure at this point, really, that's meaningful. And then they'll give us another rate that's going to be not to exceed that 9%, but it's spread across all of the small groups as a risk pool, so they should all be the same.
Well, as I recall, the January group is just a fraction of the July group, right? So it's subject to higher.
I would say so.
Yeah. So.
But we're supposed to be getting our number for FY22 now. So that GMR, that 9%,
is
our GMR.
Not to exceed.
That. Not to, right, but right, but I, it sounds like they based their not to exceed
on the January.
Because
on January, assuming it'll come down below that for the July renewal group.
Yes.
Which
there's a lot of unknowns because of the elective surgeries that all got pushed off. And now, since this is what I got from our broker for our company,
did you get a huge increase?
9%.
Oh, because I've been reading on other groups that aren't necessarily municipal that they're seeing increases of like 26%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The New Hampshire Labor Net.
Yes, I'm on that. Yeah.
They were 26%, 19%.
Harvard Pilgrim. Yeah.
Harvard Pilgrim.
Good thing we get out of Harvard Pilgrim then.
Yeah, there were some huge ones, although somebody had 0% from Harvard. So
the good news is we've got the figure that we can use for the budget.
Yeah.
And we won't be surprised. But
And the plan designs didn't change.
I didn't get a chance to look at them. But
they're identical. Everything's the same.
So cost to the employees won't be affected by the rate increase. That's only going to be the town's portion for the
prints. Until someday if you ever get their premium sharing, their costs right now are identical.
Okay.
All right.
Energy.
Okay. I do have a second quote as well that came in after I built the.
Of course.
So that's the first one. These are the constellation or the people that we're currently with right now, and those rates are right there. And then I'll pull up the other one for you. In my email, I just found them. The other one is from True Energy, and the rates are for 12 months, 24 months, and 36 months. And I'll just 0.07304 for 12 months, 0.073 for 24, and 0.07359 for 36.
Right, so higher than Constellations.
Yeah.
Oh, that's did we ask from anybody else, or was this?
To be honest with you, these people happened to call me, and I have been going a lot of different directions lately, and I thought it was the Constellation people.
So they sent me.
So I got two quotes by accident.
Okay.
But yeah.
So if we tell them to go ahead, then will they? They will send us an agreement.
Yeah. If you want to just go with the Constellation people,
yeah.
You can make if you want. Oops, I'm sorry. Make a motion, and then I can to allow me to enter into that, and then
okay.
I can sign it. The whatever he sends over.
I guess the only question is the rate difference between 12 and 24 months is in the fourth digit after the decimal, so I don't know that there's a huge advantage to going for locking ourselves in for 24.
Sometimes previously, we would lock in for 6 months, because obviously your energy consumption is going to go up during the winter months as opposed to potentially in the summer months when you're not using as much lighting or whatever, but I'm not really sure what the methodology is on that, other than continually going through the process.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we authorize the town administrator to request a contract from Constellation for electric service for the period November of 2020 to November of 2021, and authorize her to sign on the town's behalf.
I'll second that. You sounded like you wanted
to continue. Yeah, I know. My voice didn't go down at the end where the period is.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor for the Constellation electric fees for the year 2020 to 2021. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote. Jim Dick?
Yes.
John Olmsted says yes. Tom Solotello?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Trish, you have the authorization.
Thank you. So one of the other things that sort of popped up was we had planned for this year that we're in right now to replace two computers, and one of them, one that the treasurer is using, and so that did get replaced, and it leaves the town with a laptop that still has use to it. So I had asked Dave Sweetag to get it prepared for more of like a communal use, if you wanted to take a project or something on the road and you needed to present something, you could have a laptop to do so, or anybody could in the town that needed it. He's going to set it up so it's going to be easily hooked up to a projector if need be, so that'll be something that will, if it's needed for people to
yeah.
be able to use. The artisan group has asked if she sort of just kind of kicked it up to me the other day that they wanted to do like a trick or treat type of thing on their the Wednesday before the
Halloween, and I told her, I said, I wasn't really, I was like, on the fly at this point, I can't give you an answer, but I said, I'm not sure where the town is at with the other trick-or-treat stuff that they're doing, and...
You had a rec meeting last night, right?
I'm going to discuss that.
Okay.
Next.
So she was just sort of looking for some sort of guidance on that, and then the other things, the transfer station, the trailer is going to get moved, he thinks, next week.
Oh, didn't happen today?
It did not happen today. He had to do some other things. We've got a lot of moving parts going on right now.
Yep.
So, yeah. And he has to actually get it moved to the road before the people can come and pull it up to where it's going. And then I did follow up with Chief Hankard on the undercoating of the vehicle. The sedans have not previously been undercoated because their life expectancy wasn't meant for as long as he's been keeping the trucks and SUVs. So that's why it wasn't done previously.
Right, yeah. So remember last week, because there were two prices, one if it had been done before and one if it was the first time.
Yeah.
So that's why it is a first time. He did all the SUVs, but he never did the Crown Vic.
Yeah, the only problem with that undercoating is you can't go through a
high power
car wash with an underbody wash.
I don't
think
the fire department has that when they wash the fire apparatus. So when they wash that car, they can.
Not
me.
Pull up front, honk your horn, come out and wash it for you. Don't worry.
So if you'd like, I could go and get the car in for that service.
Yeah, I still think it's a good investment, given the what they've gotten out of it with the police cars.
I think for the amount of time we intend to keep it, I think it will help keep it in better condition.
Forever.
Okay.
Just tell Johnny to keep it in the garage.
I know, right? Going right in. Okay. I think that's it for me for right now.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Moving on to selectmen's reports. Yes, I did have a rec commission meeting last night, and they are going to do trunk or treat on Saturday, October 31st, in the town park.
Okay.
And it will be from 2 to 4 for the trunk-or-treat, and then regular trick-or-treat is going to be, I think, 5 to 8, I believe, is what was set up for. But they have handed out this is the parking lot up there. People are going to park down by the transfer station, walk up the road, come up and around the circle, and then go back down. There'll be hand sanitizer there, and what they're recommending people do is to take a cardboard tube, 6-foot cardboard tube or a PVC pipe, and have it there so when the kids come up, they put the bag underneath the thing and you put the candy in the tube.
I play games like that.
Down it goes.
Like ice.
Yeah. It's gone.
So given the fact that they're moving ahead with that, what was there any... detail behind what the artisans were talking about?
Potentially put out little like baggies of things so that if children came in that they could have a little like baggie of goodies and treats and stuff.
It doesn't sound any different than what they're
currently doing,
with the merchandise and the things they're selling. So.
Okay.
Also, in December, they have the Gunstock Outreach Ski and Snowboard for kids. Lessons include a one-hour lesson plus free snowboard or ski rental for each week. And they've got a schedule here for that. They're also proposing December 12th is going to be the Christmas tree lighting in the gazebo.
Okay.
They're going to have cocoa and cookies and treats and things like that. What they were thinking of doing was having a box of ornaments and the kids could come up and take one ornament and put it on the tree and then come back down and somebody else can go put an ornament on the tree. Then they are talking about doing on either December or January, depending on the snow. They want to decorate the center of town, either both here at the town halls, up at the old town hall, and maybe in front of the library. Come out and make a snowman.
Yeah.
Build a snowman and decorate it. And I told them it was okay as long as they keep the snowman socially distanced, 6 feet apart. So they're gonna, that's going to be another challenge. They had some questions come up last night that I wasn't really all that happy with, and I told them that they need to check with Primex on this. Number one, they're talking about trying to maybe put a skating rink in a town park. You know, mm-hmm. put an edge around.
Yeah, like Hilton had.
Yeah.
Well, now they have a police department, but
yeah,
Paris does it at their field.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that, and in the spring they'd like to make a bike area in the dirt for the kids to ride their bikes. The only problem I had with that is they need to check with Primex mm-hmm. on liability issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second and the last thing they asked is, can the town park be rented out like the town hall? And I said no. Here again, it's a liability issue.
So it's been used for private events in the past.
It yep. can be, but I would imagine we'd have to set up some parameters around yeah. that, I would think.
Because, you know, here again, we need, on all three of these things, need to check with Primex and see where our liabilities are and where...
I mean, I know it's been used for fundraisers, for example, in the yeah. past, where they had yeah. set up with the cornhole yeah. events and vendors and food stands and stuff.
Yeah, but that was open to the public. If I want to set it up and have a birthday party out there, how can I tell the public that you can't come? The park is closed.
Mm.
Is the park ever open for just people's general use?
Yeah. It's open pretty much every day. I think the police department have a key or they used to have a key when there was a gate there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go open the gate and they'd close it at a certain time
at night.
There's
going to be a gate there soon.
Yeah, well,
working on it.
The gates, Nate has to go pick the new gate up and
installed. We
got it. It's built and it's ready to be picked up. So.
But we bought it. We bought a gate and then Nate didn't have time to install
it. Picked it up and it was the wrong gate and he had to take it back and they were going to rebuild it.
So he's got a quote for $1,700, I believe, to have it installed professionally, and I told him to just go ahead and do it because
Because
at this point, if we don't do it now, it's not going to get done until next year, and it's going to continually put us at risk for more. It's going to continually
There was a lot of illegal use of the rec area, the town park, when the gate wasn't there.
Yeah.
People going in when they shouldn't be going in. All they needed to do was to get hurt, and we were in big trouble. So that was the Rec Commission meeting. Tomorrow I have a planning board meeting, and the solar garden is coming up again. And we think they're going to actually make it to the meeting this time. They have, for the past 5-6 months, all we've ever gotten was a request to table it until 2 months out.
Mm.
And just for everybody's information, the pilot agreement is coming up coming up next year for renewal or extension or whatever.
Mm.
I signed it 5 years ago, and the initial one. I haven't seen any Any forward progress from that project in the 5 years since we signed it? That's all I've got.
All right. Building Construction Committee. So we're moving forward. We got the first of the public meetings to go over potential designs. Matter of fact, Trisha's got them in her office.
Mm-hmm.
So they put out a press release that was in the Echo, I guess, today. It was in the Daily Sun over the weekend. So we got a nice, like a half page.
Yep.
And so what we started, on social media advertising it. We set up a separate page to have the information there. And so we're starting to get response, which is exactly what we wanted, right? We wanted the public to get involved. One of the things that's been raised is right now we're doing the meetings in person with the dial-in, and there's been complaints that you can't hear, they don't feel like they're able to participate fully. So I think it's something we'll talk about tomorrow night. We may actually end up doing some meetings as full remote, so that if you go to a Zoom or something, even this, it doesn't help unless everybody's got a microphone, everybody's got a phone that they're talking into. So we'll talk about it tomorrow night and figure out if we want to make some of those Zoom only, so that they're fully accessible by the public with good quality audio, versus doing some in person. So
if I could,
yeah,
these bat phones, most of the vendors have wired remote where you can
extended
speakers. We should see, because it is awful. I mean, my little $150 speaker did a better job than this does. It's great when you're at the table,
yeah,
but anybody sitting in the first row talking, awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a valid.
You should ask if they, they may not be very expensive, or maybe they'll do
that. Yeah. It's a valid concern. So we'll try to figure out how we can, accommodate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, your wheels are turning?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you be able to put a presentation together where you were recorded and we put that out?
Yep.
I mean, so
yeah, we could do that
watch
too.
It and then have the ability to
Jim can do any.
Sure, Jim and Ray, really, they're going to, like Batman and Robin.
Yep.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that we can do, and we'll...
I was thinking a little bit different. I was thinking along the lines of maybe Mutt and Jeff.
Laurel and Hardy. Yeah.
Back up for a second.
Yeah.
The planning board meeting, you said that it was coming up. The minutes or the agenda they put out says it's pushed again. November 19th.
Did they?
If the agenda's right.
If Audrey put it out, it's got to be right.
I didn't hear that.
It says, applicant has requested the planning board vote to continue the public hearing on this application, November 19th, 2020.
Okay, so that means we're going to vote on it tomorrow night as to whether to push it out again and again and again and again.
I thought I had read that, so just pulled it up.
Yep, there it is. So we're starting next week. We'll be going into the budget review cycles. Police and fire are on the schedule for next week, but I know Steve Hankard's on vacation next week.
Oh, wow.
So I propose we can go ahead and do the fire. Mm-hmm. Push Steve to the next week is, hold on, I got it here. Let me see. I just moved it. Yeah, so we could do fire this week. Then the next one is highway and transfer. We had Julie down for the 28th for town clerk tax collector, and in hindsight, that was really bad planning on my part because it's election. So we could push fire to the I'm sorry, not the 28th. 28th comes off. That's a regular week. So I think we can pick up police in a later session because it's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And then move town clerk tax collector to the 18th of November. So, but
for some reason I had that written. I think I had her written down for later too, but okay.
She was, yeah, I was on, it was scheduling error on my part. But we need to reemphasize with everybody, we need to get all the budgets in that we can. I mean, I know the ones that are coming later, but, you know, the sooner we get them, the sooner they can get scrubbed. And honestly, I want to have more time to be able to go through them all and make sure when we do
that. I got one from Highway this afternoon.
Okay. So as soon as you get those, if you can send them out and send a copy to Ray.
Still have the payroll issues on the Highway Department, too. I don't know if those are
fixed in this one.
Fixed.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah, there's still, I haven't seen the new one you sent.
I can tell you that they're getting paid correctly, though, to whatever's on that, whatever's on their PAS.
All right. Well,
yeah, there's some confusion. Still one fire and then.
Well, so the highway last year, at least in the budget last year, was incorrect. One of the positions was entered incorrectly, and it wasn't caught, you know, until it.
Yeah.
So it's higher than it should be, but so yeah, we just.
What we have right now, so I have at least as far preservation, a couple of little ones.
Yeah, we got to roll those. Those go in the executive budget. So
yeah.
Historic District Commission.
Yeah.
Conservation, CIP.
And they're all, everybody now is doing, at least they've submitted one, not necessarily all, but as they need grade step increases and then pull the next wave.
I haven't seen them, but I mean, well, it'll be obvious.
I'm asking.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking. I mean, we can do it.
We will, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we'll do the same thing. So what comes from the board to the budget committee will be same step and grade, regardless of what was put in through the department.
Yeah, I suppose from that perspective, other than town meeting should indicate what the department.
Yes, that's why they'll, yeah, so we'll keep that for historic, but.
Okay.
What gets transmitted from the board to the budget committee will be in accordance with what we discussed.
Yeah, my problem with the next Wednesday is I won't be able to get here until about 6.
Yeah, so if you want to do 6, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'd rather be just...
With Paul, he'll be thrilled.
I got to take the Mercedes in. I got an appointment at 2. They had a recall 2 years ago where the airbags would go off.
Oh, the Takata things, yeah.
And it's taken them 2 years to get the parts in, so.
Yeah, we can plan on 6. Chris, you can just let Paul know. You'd be the bearer of the good news.
Yeah.
You don't need to be here. And then the last thing is we did get the, Chris and I worked on the MS-434, which is the anticipated revenue. Took a little bit, but I think it was a good scrub. Worked with Julie on some of the anticipated revenues for registrations, past due taxes, updated it based on the new rates at the transfer station.
I did find out from the auditors that this week that we haven't been putting enough money in the overlay because it's not just what we deem or what we think that we're going to
do
an abatement. It's also what we're not carrying forward from any liens that we're carrying. So, I mean, Julie and I did learn something really valuable.
Oh, good.
We're not putting enough money into that overlay because it's not just and the basement function. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. So we'll, when we get to the tax rate setting, we'll
I
have
also
to...
found out that the auditors do the Form 535. After I had done most of it.
Yeah. We also had a Historic District Commission last night. Remember the grant money that the commission got last year to do a survey of the Historic District? So that is done. The last thing to do is, by the contract, she's supposed to provide a public meeting to present the results. Well, in light of everything going on, the commission opted to set that up as a virtual meeting. We didn't think not many people would participate probably anyway, and it'd be just as easy to do it on a Zoom or something. She'll put together a presentation. We'll tape it. We'll have it available for people to watch. The brief will be there. I do need to work with you, Trish. The contract includes one hard copy of the report.
Mm-hmm.
The commission wanted to have three total, one for the records here, one for the library, and then a third public volume that people could look through. So we're getting some prices, but there isn't necessarily anything in the district commission's budget for printing.
Oh.
It's only going to be like probably under $100.
I don't know. But I can ask the guy who prints our town reports if that's what you're asking me.
Well, we may be looking for somewhere to
get some
funding for it. But I think it's a good – we'll have a digital copy. We'll put it on the website and all of that. But a couple of good quality printed versions will be handy. So.
Yeah.
All right, that was it.
Tom, you have anything? Tom?
Yeah, the royal minority has spoken enough tonight, so I'll take my leave. I think I made my point in terms of some of my concerns, and hopefully we can make things better in the future. That's it.
Okay. All we have left is signatures and a meeting minutes approval. So.
Wade never sticks around for that.
That's hard. Besides, you kept me out later than I thought I'd be tonight.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Gee, I'm sorry.
Are we meeting next week or the week after? I didn't quite get that.
Tom, next week is a meeting just to review the fire department budget.
5 o'clock?
6 o'clock. John's got an appointment, so.
Yeah, 6 o'clock next Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, 6 o'clock here. Or, you can do it on the phone again. That's fine.
I think I'll be okay.
That's good.
By then, I better be. Okay, 6 o'clock next Wednesday. Okay, I'll plan on being there.
It should be.
It works out better being in person than on the phone. But,
yeah.
Hi,
Ray.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll put that on my calendar.
Okay. It shouldn't be a very long one. I mean, since we've already reviewed the budget once, but
yeah.
This will be to get it done for real.
Thank you.
We are signing a check for $52,299.56 to the treasurer of the state of New Hampshire, retirement system.
I'll put that on Clean Water, ARA project, something like that. I think it's last payment.
Oh, bond payment of the AR. Mm-hmm.
We are signing a check for $32,274 to Irwin Motors Incorporated. Chief Hankard will pick this up tomorrow and get us a new car. We are signing a check for $11,156.21 to Casella Waste Systems. Moving on, I would make a recommendation that we make a recommendation that we approve the San Martin Board of Selectmen minutes for September 30th, 2020, with any corrections.
I'll second.
Excuse me. I'll do a voice vote. Jim Dick?
Yes.
John Olmsted? Yes. Tom Salatello?
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Motion passes.
The rabble-rouser makes a motion that the Board of Selectmen adjourn until 6 o'clock next Wednesday.
I will second.
Non-debatable motion. All those in, I got to take a voice vote again. Jim Dick?
Yes.
John Olmsted, yes. Tom Salatello?
Yes.
All right, Tom.
It is unanimous. We are in adjournment at 7:06.
8:06,
that's right. Can't even read my own
watch.
Well,
thank you all with, for your patience tonight. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, stay healthy.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Night, Sue.
Night, Sue.
Night.